Welcome to Meet the People of MCB with Beverly Cascaden and Chip Haley, sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's interview. Hello and welcome everyone to another exciting edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Beverly Cascaden.
I tell you, Bev, I'm looking forward to our interview today because I want to get to know this person close and up front. And I know that our listeners are going to learn a lot from this person today.
Oh, me too. And I've known Janelle. Oh, I let the cat out of the bag here, the name, but for several years, but you never know everything about someone. And I don't know if we'll know everything, but it'll be fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, since you let the cat out of the bag, let's just go ahead and bring our guest on for today. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me extreme honor to introduce our guest for today, Janelle Morse. Janelle, welcome to Meet the People of MCB.
Thank you.
Well, as we mentioned before we started the recording, Janelle, is we would like for you, if you feel comfortable in doing so, share with our listeners your vision loss. How or what was the cause result of your vision loss?
Well, I was born with a congenital nystagmus and something called extreme myopia, which is extreme nearsightedness. And so that's kind of, it doesn't get any better. It gets worse over the years. So we're just kind of keeping it stable as we can right now.
Okay. Do you have any residual vision remaining?
Yes. Yes.
So you would consider yourself then to be low vision?
Correct.
Okay. Excellent. Also, share with us a little bit about your family. Do you have brothers, sisters, kids?
Well, I was adopted, and so I don't have much of a family left right now, but I have a brother who lives here in Columbia with me. He doesn't live with me, but anyway, he lives here in Columbia, and I have an adopted sister who lives in Odessa, Missouri, so that's pretty much the extent. I don't have any kids. I just have a pet dog.
Okay. All right. See, Bev, I've learned something already. I did not know that she was adopted. That's pretty cool. All right. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Janelle, did you go to college anywhere? Share with us a little bit about your education.
I went to college in St. Joseph, Missouri, Missouri Western State. It was college when I went, but now it's State University. So Missouri Western State University. And I got a bachelor's degree in social work.
Yeah. You know, I did the same thing when I went to Missouri Southern here in Joplin. At that time, it was college, and then later they changed it to university. So I guess a lot of colleges are doing that to get that honorable distinction.
Yes.
So that's awesome. Now, that's when I think I first met you, when you were still living around the St. Joe area. You were a member of the Pony Express at that time. So what was it exactly that took you from that area to Columbia?
A job and transportation and friends.
Okay. All right. And of course, you've made that your home there now. How long have you lived in that Columbia area?
About 13 years.
Yeah, I thought it had been quite a while. Yeah. Well, I'm going to turn it over to Bev here in just a second. I know, and we're going to get into a lot of different aspects of how you got involved with MCB and all those different kind of things. But I'm going to turn it over to Bev because I know she's got some really exciting questions for you.
Well, as we go along, there's always things that pop up. That's what I love about these interviews, that as we hear some answers and more questions arise. So, okay, so the transportation wasn't too good in St. Joe. Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. I've never been familiar with St. Joseph and the difference between that and Columbia.
So they have a bus service, but they don't have the door-to-door transportation, at least the last time I checked. And so you just had to use the city bus and try to find the bus stops to get to and from places.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and the school there, how big was it? And is it still thriving? I know back in Illinois, the university that was there in my hometown area, Western Illinois University, the tuition or the enrollment has really dropped.
I don't really know how their enrollment is now, but as far as I know, it's still pretty good because everybody gets their master's degrees and stuff there, so.
Oh, good. Yeah, and when I met you, you were this young, shy young lady with Ron and Phyllis Zirkle at Cobblestone, and that's the first time I met you, Janelle.
Yes.
Yeah, and how fun that was, especially for Phyllis and Ron to be able to introduce this young lady who they knew that you were going to do great things with Missouri Council.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a lot to thank them for too.
Yes.
But yeah, and I know you've got a guide dog now, but when did you get your first one?
When I was, let's see, I was 18, so right at the age limit where I could get one. And she was from Michigan, from Leader Dogs for the Blind.
Oh, cool.
And she worked for about 5 years. She got me through college.
Oh, wow. I bet you got a
Yeah.
lot of attention from the other students, too.
Oh, yes, and the professors.
Oh, neat.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that probably brought your shyness out. Did, do you think you're of yourself as shy?
I'm still shy, yeah.
And very, very sweet, everybody. She is so sweet. And I would encourage everybody to get to know Janelle. But don't overwhelm her. Yes. And Columbia, what are some of the favorite things about Columbia?
There's things to do. Whereas in St. Joe, I felt like there wasn't really anything to do, but in Columbia, we can go bowling and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I bet it's easier to meet people in Columbia than it was in St. Joe.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to regroup, Chip, so
Okay. All
take
right.
over and I'll come up with some new questions.
Okay. Thanks, Bev. Okay. So, Janelle. I want to go back a little bit. What, where did you call home before you moved to the St. Joe area?
Odessa, Missouri. I grew up in Odessa, Missouri.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. All right. And do you still have any contact with those individuals that were members of the Pony Express? We did an interview sometime back of Ronnie and Phyllis Zirkle. But do you have any contact whatsoever with from with anybody from the Pony Express?
I talk to the Zirkles once in a while on Facebook, Messenger, so yes.
Okay. And also, what kind of challenges did you encounter while you was going to college?
The normal getting textbooks on time and getting notes from other students, that was kind of a challenge that I could read. Like getting the notes from getting stuff off the blackboard and the screens that they had and stuff. Sometimes that was a challenge. And then otherwise it was pretty smooth.
Okay, yeah, good. So, did you have to kind of develop a student instructor relationship to get them to understand what your needs were in order for you to get the most out of class?
Yes, I spent lots of office hours in instructors' offices.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, may I jump in there real
Oh,
quick,
always,
Chip?
yes, yeah.
Yeah, and things have changed a lot since then too, as far as technology to help with those things. Did you go through RSB? So were they a help to you?
Yes, RSB was a big help.
Oh, good. Oh my gosh, Missouri is so blessed with our rehab services for the blind, with helping students out or even daily living for the rest of us too. But yeah, that's great. But what do we have now that you wish you had then that would assist you?
I guess the internet's better now as far as like research and getting books, like Bard books and stuff like that. So I guess the internet is my big thing.
Wow. Okay, Chip, your turn.
Okay. So, Janelle, for someone that's meeting you for the very first time, and so you're sitting there together and you're describing things about yourself, share with our listeners who may not know you as much as you would like and feel comfortable sharing about your physical self, and then your personality. And Bev already mentioned how you're this sweet, darling, shy type of person. So, self and extrovert, or how would you describe yourself, maybe physically? And then, how would you describe yourself mentally, emotionally, and those different kind of things?
Well, I'm short, so I'm like 4'10", 4'11", a little heavy set, and I have brown hair and brown eyes, and I'm becoming more of an extrovert, but I am still an introvert to for the most part. And let's see what else. I don't know. I am smart and I problem solve really well for the most part, as much as we possibly can. And so I think that's about it.
Oh, okay. When you said 5'10", 5'11", I don't know if I would say that's short, but that's
No, four.
okay. Oh, four. I'm
Four
sorry. Oh, I thought you said five. Okay. All right. Okay. That makes sense then. Okay. All
to
right. Okay. Thanks for that correction. I appreciate
She's not 5'2", eyes of blue.
that. Okay. Well, Janelle, share with us a little bit about your work history. I know a little bit about it, but kind of take us down that journey of with your work history. Share with us some of those different kind of things that you've done.
Well, I started out when I was an intern in college. I got offered a full-time job, so I was a victim advocate, at the YWCA Women's Abuse Shelter, and I did that for 3 years. Was on call, went to the hospital, and responded to rape victims and stuff like that. So I did the social work thing for 3 years. And then after that, I worked with a friend in St. Joe with her dogs and her grooming business. And then now I've been in the Truman VA Hospital in Columbia, Missouri for the past 12 years. And I'm a medical support assistant, so I schedule appointments for doctors and nurses.
Oh, that is terrific. That's awesome. Yeah. And I take it then you pretty much enjoy doing that work.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting to meet all the veterans and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Very, very good. So, through your travels and your time with MCB, before we actually get too deep into it, talk to us a little bit about some of the people that you've got to know, that you've really got to meet, that you've really got to be friends with. You talked a little bit there briefly about the Zirkles, Ronnie and Phyllis. Who else within the organization that you've really got to know and consider, pretty good friends with?
The Zirkles, of course, are number one. And then, of course, Beverly Cascadens, number two, because I went to camp and met her. And that's always a fun time. And so let's see what else. And then I've gotten to know you, Chip. And I mean, I haven't gotten to know you real well, but enough that I know you pretty much. And then Greg Hollins is somebody that I know. And let's see, Chris Dickey, our parliamentarian. I've kind of gotten to know her a little bit. So that's a few people that I've gotten to know.
Okay, and I know you were a big part of the Tiger Council there in Columbia. I'm sure you got to know some of them quite well as, too. So, that's
Yes.
great. Thanks. All right, Beth, you got more questions?
Yes, I do. I always have questions here, but yeah, Janelle, it was so much fun having you there at camp, and I hope you can come back again here soon. But oh, there were so many things there at camp that we could do, and floating on the river, and playing bocce ball, and you were very competitive with that. So yes. It was fun, and you showed me the tetherball. I didn't even know there was a tetherball down there. And since then, I found out there's archery. Well, they've never really talked too much about archery, but it's there and available. But there's so much to do there, and we're so blessed to have people like you come to camp. And I remember you bringing your niece. And she had a ball. I think she did. You want to
Yes,
talk about
she did.
her coming to camp?
Yeah, so my niece, her name's Chloe, and she came to camp and she didn't want to leave to come home. She wanted to stay. But she had a good time.
Yeah, my daughter was that way the first time. She was, I think she was about 15 years old, and she didn't want to go. She was embarrassed and all this. And then when it was time to go home, she cried and said, "No, I'm going to stay another week." So I understand. And I know, okay, I'm going to move on to Missouri Council and Janelle's dedication to the Missouri citizens of low vision. You want to talk about your time with as president and other positions with that organization, Janelle?
Sure. So I got the idea from Leslie and Dan Spoon to start a low vision group, which I didn't know we had already had one, but it had not made it successfully, and so we didn't have a low vision group at the time that I realized this. So about 4 years ago, we developed a new low vision group, and we called it the Missouri Council of Citizens with Low Vision. Brian Wiekamp and Beverly and Chip and Denny and several people were supporting us in that aspect. And so for 4 years, I was president, and now I'm secretary. And we are just talking about different topics mainly that relate to low vision. And that's kind of our goals right now.
And Joe Dobbs in there too. I
Joe
talked to him
Dobbs.
one time before I joined, and he encouraged me to join. And I said, "But Joe, I'm not low vision. I'm no vision." And he said, "That's okay. You've been there before, and you understand the trials and tribulations of low vision."
Yes.
So I would encourage people to participate with this, or even if you just call in and listen to some of our monthly calls, first Thursday of the month. Isn't that right, Janelle?
That is correct, yes.
Except except tonight. They had
Correct.
it just had to be Louis Braille's birthday
Yep.
today. Yes. All right, go ahead, Chip.
So, how did you actually get involved with the organization, going back to your meeting the Zirkles? Who was actually responsible for getting you involved in MCB?
There was a scholarship that I applied for, and the MCB scholarship to go to college. And I applied for that and was awarded that scholarship. And so that's how I met the Zirkles when they presented the scholarship award to me. And that was back in like 1999 or something like that.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
Yeah, so I've been with MCB for a while. And so that's how I got involved, was with the Zirkles and the scholarship. And so I joined the monthly meetings that they had with the Pony Express Association. And that's it, kind of went from there.
I love hearing that, because we offer a number of different services and programs. And when somebody takes advantage of the opportunity of one of our services and programs, and then later becomes a member of the organization, that is tremendous. I love hearing that story. So that's really
Especially as
great.
active member as
Oh,
Janelle has been. So,
Well, I know too, Janelle, you're also the current chair of our strategic planning committee. Share with our listeners about how that's been for you.
It's been interesting. It's been a challenge, of course, because I'm working full time. So that doesn't help because we have to have our meetings at nighttime. But it's been amazing as well because I get to see changes and things happen, and I get to learn about being a leader and be a leader at the same time, which kind of helps me. That's my learning styles. I kind of do it hands-on. And so getting the help from Chris Dickey and the committee has been very helpful. And that's kind of it.
Okay. And we're currently in the process of doing a survey where we're reaching out to a number of our members, asking them different questions about things like, well, like what we're even doing here today. How did you get involved with MCB? What is it that you like, don't like, the different kind of things like that. And so we're right now in that process of completing that survey. And I know, Janelle, as committee chair, sometimes, as you just said, there are challenges that even the entire committee that we often run into, and it doesn't really have anything to do with our blindness or visual impairment. So when we reach out to our members, sometimes it's difficult to get a hold of them, or whatever challenges that we face when we're trying to do something like a survey. So, but what is it that we you feel that we're going to gain the most out of doing the survey?
We're going to gain the strengths and weaknesses of MCB, and then that way we can better put together our strategic plan.
Okay, very, very good. Excellent. What other kinds of positions have you held, whether it was in the Pony Express, and then later with Tiger Council or MCB, that we haven't yet mentioned?
I think those are the only positions I've been, for Tiger Council of the Blind, I was president for a while and vice president for a while. I've been a board member of MCB for a while. And I think that's about it.
Okay. And you mentioned, Bev did anyway, about summer camp. Is there other service, and you mentioned about scholarships as well. Are there other services and programs that you felt like you really thoroughly enjoyed, or that you benefited from?
Not that I've taken advantage of. I know we have programs, but I haven't taken advantage of all of them. So, I know ATI is one that I need to take advantage of. because I could use the adaptive technology help. But yeah, I haven't really taken advantage of a lot of the programs.
Yeah, okay.
That excites me. Boy, we'll get you going with ATI to know. I love it. I love it. We'll talk later.
Okay.
I heard your dog there in the background, and were you ever a member of the guide dog users?
No.
No? Would you like to?
Eventually, when I get my next guide dog, yes.
Okay. Yeah, and leader dogs, aren't they supported by the Lions Clubs?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been going through Kansas Specialty Dog Service now, though. They're in Washington, Kansas.
Oh,
So they're a little
really?
closer to
Yeah,
home.
okay. Yeah, okay.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. Yeah, I think you'd be a great Lion member, too.
She's gonna get you one way or another,
That's right. That's right. Look at all this information we're pulling out of her. I'm going to sign her up for everything here.
Yeah, so
You'll be receiving phone calls,
yeah. So Janelle, what's the name of your current dog?
Well, my current dog was Kedzie. The dog you hear in the background is my pet. Her name's
Oh,
Maya.
okay.
Kedzie unfortunately passed away on October 21st. So, yeah.
How
After
many
working, she worked 10 years.
okay. How many dogs have you had, guide dogs?
Three.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry, Bev, go ahead.
Oh, I know that's got to be so hard to lose them. When you become so bonded with them, that I know it's difficult. So I'm sorry. And we will, oh, I can't wait to hear about your next guide dog.
Yes.
Yeah. And have you, well, with that, have you ever had any challenges with the public with the guide dogs?
Yes. Constantly the petting and like wanting to know the name so that they can talk to the dog and stuff like that. And it's just hard to keep them focused sometimes when people are calling their name and that kind of stuff. So it can be a little bit of a challenge. I haven't used a Uber or Lyft or anything yet with a guide dog, so I haven't had that experience. But I'm sure I will get the pleasure of doing that.
And I've thought of that too for myself. My daughters would like for me to get a guide dog, but gosh, it's still a dog. I love dogs, but they still need to go out even if it's raining, and I'm a fair weather person myself.
Yes, even in the snow.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
And as I was at my daughter's for Christmas, her husky and beagle kept wanting to go out, in and out, in and out, in and out. And it was muddy out there. And so bringing them in, oh, it was a family affair to tackle them down, get the towels ready, clean them off. And then as soon as you get them cleaned off, they want to go back out again.
Yeah.
But there's a pluses and minuses of everything in there, Janelle.
Yes.
Yep. So, and what about at work? Did your coworkers, were they okay with the guide dog, or did they also distract your companion?
They were okay with it. I work in a hospital, so there was a lot of distraction too. And then I had one coworker who wanted to do treats with the dog all the time, and I could have that because it made the dog gain weight. And so that we can't do. So anyway, yeah, it was a mixture.
Well, I bet they would love you with guide dog users too, with Missouri Council. But I'm not going to sign you up.
Okay.
Oh, what about, okay, this is one of Chip's and my questions. What about a hobby? What's your hobby?
I really don't have a lot of hobbies. I do play word games, so I guess my hobby is playing, doing like word searches and playing wor a word game on my phone.
Oh, wow. You know what? How much vision do you have? Do you have to just enlarge in things? Because I've wondered, my mom used to do crossword puzzles all the time, and I thought that is so good for your mind too, especially at the age I'm approaching. And I want to sharpen my mind with all, and I've noticed since losing my sight, I'm losing my spelling ability too. So, can you see any to do that, or how do you do that, Janelle?
Yes, I have to enlarge it, but I can see it well enough to do it so far.
Can you? Oh, what a blessing. Blessing.
Yes.
Okay, I'm trying to think of another hobby besides word puzzles. Jigsaw puzzles?
No, not really, because those are harder to do.
Yeah, they are. Oh my gosh, I thought I was going to help my granddaughter with a 500-piece puzzle,
Oh
and
my
I could
goodness.
feel the front and the back, so I helped her get all of them turned over, found the border for. When we got them all turned over, she said, "Okay, I'm ready to quit. Let's put it
Sounds like a kid to me.
Yep. Go ahead, Chip.
Yeah, so following that, your hobbies, Bev mentioned that you were very competitive, doing different things there at camp. Do you have like a favorite college team or professional team that you follow? Do you follow sports at all?
I do follow sports. I do follow the Missouri Tigers or Mizzou Tigers. And I get the scores. I don't watch the games, but I get the scores and follow those. And then the Chiefs and the Cardinals, football and baseball teams.
Yeah, she said the right thing, didn't she,
She
Chip?
did. She sure did. Now you live alone, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what type of technology devices do you use? You mentioned about your phone. What other types of technology devices do you use to help your independence?
At work, I use Zoom text on the computer. And then I have a smart TV at home. So I use the accessibility features on that, the talking parts of it. And everything, so I can look at the guide and stuff easier.
So talk to us about your smart TV, because I know a lot of people are now starting to acquire a smart TV. How does that work?
So it's a TV that has accessibility features on it, kind of like a phone with Siri. And so you can turn on the accessibility features on it. And it'll read what's on the screen, and so you can easily listen to the guide and find out what's on television without having to listen to the actual program to find out what it is.
You know, Janelle, we've come so far in technology, and in some ways it's a little scary. I was talking to someone the other day, and when you think about a smart home and all the ways that now those of us who are blind, visually impaired can access so many of our appliances today that you couldn't do years ago. Anyways, he was telling me that now you can get a smart refrigerator, and you download the app, and some of the items inside the refrigerator you have to also have an app for, I guess. But while you're at the grocery store, if you forgot whether to check whether or not you needed a new jar of mayonnaise or whatever it might be, you can do that from while you're shopping at the grocery store. You can check the app. You can see when that jar of mayonnaise that you have in your refrigerator at home when it expires? How much mayonnaise do you still have remaining in that jar? And all these kind of things. And it's just like, wow, it's just amazing. You
That is
know,
amazing.
it is. So, and of course, we know how accessible are, like you mentioned about the thermostats and our air fryers and microwaves and wash machine, dry. I mean, all these things, what we can do to manage our homes and our daily lives is it's really incredible. You know, they keep coming out with all these brand new apps and everything, and it just blows me away.
Yes, it's kind of scary too.
Yes, it is. Yes,
It
yeah. And all you got to do with just you know, the push of a button or with the different apps on your phone. I mean, I know that some you can control things not just within your home, but you can be somewhere else and be able to manage things in your home, your lights, your electricity, even your bath water. I mean, all, and you don't have to be there inside your home. You can be somewhere downtown doing whatever, you know, and you know, if you want to manage any of those different kind of things within your home, you're able to do it with just simply having an app on your phone. It just is so incredible.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How lazy are we getting to be too? I
That's
always thought the remote for the TV or the ceiling fan. I thought, why can't we just get up and go over and turn it on or off?
That's what we used to do. We used to go turn the TV channels. And even the ceiling fan in bed, you know,
That's
I think,
right.
oh, I forgot to turn that on. I'm going to have to get up and go to, oh, for Pete's sake, how lazy am I?
Oh, goodness. So, Janelle, also talk to us now a little bit about now that you've been a member of the organization for a while, is there anything in the organization that you would like to see maybe different or enhanced or something that we used to do at a time when you first joined the organization that we're no longer doing that you'd like to see brought back? So share with us any ideas about the organization that you maybe thoroughly enjoyed at one time or was introduced to that we're no longer doing, or just share with us any ideas that you would like to see how you could help us move the organization forward.
I would say probably my very first item would be hybrid conventions, just because we do have a lot of older people and it's hard for them to get to conventions anymore. And so maybe making those hybrid conventions would help get the attendance up.
Oh, that's good. They're very good. Thank you. Yeah.
And you're right, the attendance has really dropped in the convention, so we need to work on that.
Oh, you bet. You bet. All right, Bev, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Sorry, I keep jumping in here, you know, but oh, Janelle has got so many good points, you know, of areas that we need to work on, and also she has talked about the blessings of MCB. Do you feel like it has blessed your life, Janelle?
Yes, I highly enjoy MCB activities.
And look at all the people you have met, you
Yes.
know, across the
Yeah.
state.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. Yeah.
I look at it that way. I think, oh, you know, I don't look at my vision loss as a hindrance, well, not as a curse, but as a blessing, because I would not have met you all otherwise.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. Yeah.
and I'm sure you're like that too, Janelle.
Yes.
Okay, travel. Let's move to travel. Do you like to travel?
I do. I like to travel. I don't get to do it very much,
Where would you
because
like to
of
go?
expenses. I don't know, like, if I had my dream wish or something, I would like to go to maybe like Paris or London or France or someplace like that. just to experience it.
And you know, on a smaller scale, I joined the local historical society, and their field trips that they take, I would not be able to do on my own, and that has helped me a lot. And at first, I was a little hesitant. I thought, well, I don't want to be a burden to somebody having to lead me around or to help me, but they just jump in. They're glad to. So yes. you might want to look into the Historical Society there in Columbia. You know,
okay.
But yeah, and finding the right travel partner. Ooh, that's a challenge sometimes too. But yeah, Paris. Oh, yeah. Like my granddaughter, we were talking about chocolate as we're sitting at the table, and I go, ooh, chocolate, ooh la la. And now she and I do that together, that we just laugh. Okay, there goes the food. What's your favorite dinner?
Probably eggplant parmesan.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Do you know I know you said you were adopted, but your background, is it German? Is it Italian? Do you have any idea?
Nope, not a clue.
Not a clue. Wow. Wow. Yeah, my brothers have looked into mine, and it's more Irish, you know. So naturally, now I want to go to Ireland.
Right.
Yeah, but oh, what a joy it's been to talk to Janelle.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Get to know her a lot better. Have you been involved on the national level at all with ACB? What kind of things have you done? Or have you attended one of the ACB National Conference and Conventions?
I did attend the National Conference and Convention that was held in St. Louis a few years ago.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, but I didn't get involved in anything, mainly because of work and scheduled times and stuff like that. I haven't become involved with ACB very much.
Oh, okay. Well, my last question is going to be, and if Bev has any additional questions, but my last question is going to be, as I had mentioned to you at the onset, before we started the recording, is what is there about Janelle Morris that nobody knows except for those that may be really close to you that you wouldn't mind sharing with our listeners? Now, if you can't think of anything, Bev and I can make up something, start
that's
a
right,
rumor.
Yes. We're good at that.
Well, you may have to start a rumor because I can't think of anything.
Is it your original hair color?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going gray, but we won't go there. But yes, my original hair color is brown.
Oh, so, gosh, let's see. What else can we think of, Chip?
Yeah, so you can't really think of then of anything, Janelle, that maybe some... Well, what about... I know when Bev was talking to you about travel, I was going to jump in there. I know we're starting to see a lot of our members get more involved in going on a cruise. Bev is getting ready to go on a cruise here shortly.
Yep.
And so have you ever had any interest or desire of going on a cruise, or have you been on a cruise?
I haven't been on a cruise, and I do have an interest of being on a cruise, but I couldn't afford the expense this time.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I bet Ronnie Zirkle would fund that for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh. Do you hear that, Ron?
Well, Bev, I don't have any additional questions unless you do.
No. Oh, my gosh, Janelle, I hope this wasn't too painful for you.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, but what a delight it was to have you on, and I'm sure and you're going to follow Santa Claus.
Oh, yes. So this podcast is number 101. So Santa Claus was 100. You will be 101, number 101. So, yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. I've been on a
Yeah.
nice list this year, so hopefully that's a good thing.
Well, thank you, Janelle, so very much for being our special guest here today on Meet the People of MCB. I know Bev and I both have thoroughly enjoyed this interview. We've got to know you better. And it's just been just such a delight. And we just want to thank you and let you know how much we appreciate you being on today.
Well,
Yes,
thank you for
thank you,
having
Janelle.
me. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And I'll have all these organizations call you now.
Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you know someone that you would like for Bev and I to interview here on Meet the People of MCB, you can have them give me a call, Chip Haley, at 417-540-9703.
Or Beverly Cascaden at 636-561-6947.
You never know, you might hear yourself next time right here on Meet the People of MCB. Enjoy the rest of your week, everybody, and we'll catch you right back here next time. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.